On an Arizona Saturday morning.
Easy listening.
Last segment of our open line hour. Following this will be a full hour dedicated to air conditioning, keeping cool in the desert heat. But now we go to Avondale and bring Dan into the conversation. Welcome, sir.
How are you doing there?
Hey, good. Can you sing us your question?
No, I worth the damn of singing.
All right, go ahead, my friend.
I'm going to have all the listeners turn it off. Hey, I need to find out, doing laundry, does that laundry water, if you drain it into your tree, does it hurt the tree any? It's a young tree, about a year old, maybe.
If you're using something harsh in your washing machine, I would think it could. But
I'm sorry, where is he calling from?
Avondale.
You know, what he really has to check with is Maricopa County. Now, I know Pima County has some acceptable regulations for using gray water and irrigation. I got to get updated. I'm not sure. Technically, I'm not sure that's legal in Maricopa County. Can you do it? Yeah, depending on the soap you're using, could be very good for any plant you're putting it on. I know guys up in the New River Desert Hills area that, in spite of the fact that it's illegal, are putting their washing machine out on some Palo Verde trees, and they're like ginormous. it is a very, it can be a very nitrogen rich water system, and could be.
I'll have to get Amanda's recipe she uses for the laundry because it lasts longer than any commercial product you can buy, and it's just like three ingredients, and it does an incredible job. We're not plumbed. It just goes to the septic right now. But you really could take it right off the back of that washing machine and put it right on the flower pots.
I will commit to you. I'll call Maricopa County and I'll visit with them. There was some
follow up for next year. Next week.
There was some talk about them accepting some amount of process for using gray water. But the last I asked them, which was a little while ago, it was still not anything they considered legal or didn't have on the plate. So let's get this last call in real quick, bud. Who is it?
We'll have an update for you next week, Dan. It's Tanya is our next caller. Wants to talk about glass block. Welcome.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very good.
Hey, I am wanting to do my own bathroom remodel, and I have stubbed on how to waterproof my glass block window. The grout is already cracking in some places, but I want to move my shower head to the opposite side and make it a nice big shower. And then the water is going to be hitting up against this.
Did you take the window out and block in the glass block, or was that already done?
Did not. It is original with the house.
Okay.
The house was built in the late 80s.
Okay. We're going to have to teach you a process called tuck pointing, okay? And you're going to actually have to get a grout saw, and you're going to, and it's a little bit of a tedious job. You're actually going to work the existing grout mortar line back behind the finished surface right now, and then we're going to put a little concrete bonder in that, and then we're going to float a fresh layer of grout over the top of that. And that's going to be hard for me to explain how to do all that over the phone. She's an Ahwatukee buddy. Is that what you told
yes,
me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're going to get your name and number. I'll bring the little kit of tools you're going to need. I'll take you through the first couple steps of it. Then I'll get out of there before the real work starts. And you can have at it and feel free to call me as you proceed through the process. Does that sound fair?
That sounds really fair.
Okay, good. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million.
It's Rosie on the house, 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to ask a air conditioning question. We're going to get a little technical here.
Did you see this letter that came in?
Probably. I'm not sure which letter you're talking about, but I usually see.
A regular listener of the show.
Okay.
A receiver of our weekly email newsletter.
Uh-huh.
Knew the topic of the show this week was going to be air conditioning.
Okay.
So he jumped the gun. He says, hey, since Rosie will be addressing the most common questions about air conditioning, here's one for him to consider. when to replace my air conditioning. My home is 1,800 square feet with a perfectly fine operating roof unit that is 22 years old.
Ooh.
Hmm. Perfectly fine operating 22-year-old roof
mounted
unit.
That's a tough one.
That's almost an oxymoron there. But okay, it's doing what he wants it to do. But he is suspicious it's getting very near the end of its economic life. What criteria do you use to decide, is this the summer I replace it, or is this the summer I squeeze by just one more year? Mm-hmm. He has a time of day plan with his utility company, and most of the year, his bill averages less than $110. So I am not likely to benefit much from a higher efficient unit. He must be keeping the thermostat at an excessively, for what I would consider excessively warm temperature, something north of 80 degrees, must be about 82, 83 degrees. Like many homeowners, I debate whether to proactively take the plunge or wait for its sure demise. What factors should homeowners in like situations consider? And then he apologizes. He says, sorry, that's two questions. Hey.
That's a great question. Great two-part question.
That and every other question you might have about air conditioning, we're going to be covering in the next 10 o'clock hour with Todd Russo of Rias. Y'all stay tuned. Let's get the summer cooling bills under control.
Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.